Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Governor Walker is calling on the state legislature to pass a bill in early January to repeal the Common Core Standards Initiative and replace it with standards set by the people of Wisconsin. Do you think the legislature should repeal and replace the Common Core academic standards? That's today's big question. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, July 23rd. The Common Core Standards are part of an initiative sponsored by the National Governors Association to create consistent guidelines across the country regarding the math and language skills students should have at any given grade level. Wisconsin adopted the standards in 2010, along with 43 other states. But since then, there's been a backlash, with some arguing the standards aren't rigorous enough and others saying that the federal government should not be setting standards for states. Well, we will talk with two state lawmakers about today's big question on the Common Core, and we'll welcome your questions and your views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We also have our big question posted online, and you're invited to vote online at wpr.org/joy. Let me welcome our guests. Happy to have with us Paul Farrow, a Republican state senator from Pewaukee, chair of the Senate Select Committee for Review of the Common Core Standards Initiative. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We are also joined by Sandy Pope, a Democratic state representative from Cross Plains and the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Education. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Thanks again to both of you for being with us. So let's start with you, Senator Farrow. We'll get your opening statement first, since I guess your side is calling for the change. Why is it time to repeal Common Core? Why repeal Common Core?
Well, Joy, I appreciate the time. You know, when the governor came out and made this statement, I think it was a culmination of a number of discussions that have been had, and you're seeing it across the country. When the standards came out in 2010, the National Governors Association and the Commission of State or School Officers put together a series of standards that I felt, in even 2 years ago when we started talking about this, should have been a model set of standards instead of one that's adopted as is. And the reason I say that is you have 45 states that signed on to this. There are differences and nuances in each of those states, and there are procedures that each state had, except ours, on how to adopt standards. A number of states superseded that to adopt the Common Core Standards. And that is one of the concerns that I have, is we are trying to implement something that didn't go through the typical procedures when they're looked at the state level. Unfortunately, in Wisconsin, we don't have anything in place on how to look at standards. Our first standards were set up in 1998. They didn't begin to look at the review of the Department of Public Instruction until 2007. So they spent 9 years waiting to start the review process on these standards. We knew that there were some flaws to them. We knew that WKCE testing was flawed, but they didn't move forward with looking at a new review. I think that's one of the big concerns when I was listening to people at the different sessions and talking to people, is there is no implementation piece in place right now to review these standards. And there are some concerns about the rigor of them, and it's something that we need to be able to address in the question.
All right. Well, we'll develop that further. But Representative Pope, what's your opening statement on why you support Common Core and why you don't think these standards should be repealed?
Well, that's a big question. First of all, in your opening lines, you mentioned that Common Core was a federally developed standard. Absolutely not. That's a misstatement that is often tossed around and really needs to be cleared up at the very get-go. They did not come from the federal government. They are standards, which are simply benchmarks, and they aren't curriculum. They don't say this is how you teach the standards. They are just, here's the floor that says children should know at each grade level and describe the skills that they must acquire before going on to college or career readiness. That's all the standards are, and it was 45 states and the District of Columbia who adopted them in an absolutely legal and previously used common method. I mean, this is why we have departments of public instruction. This is why we have constitutionally elected superintendents. That is their job. It is not the job of the legislature. It is their job. So it was all done the way it was supposed to be done. And I think all of the noise that has been made about Common Core is coming from some very far-right special elitist groups that people like Governor Walker are pandering to.
Well, let me clarify. Yeah, the opponents to Common Core are saying that this is the federal government intruding on states. But we also heard Governor Walker saying no one else should write Wisconsin's standards but Wisconsin. So what do you say to that, Representative Pope?
Well, they say that, and then they turn right around and say, we can take the standards that are already done in Massachusetts and put those in place right now. Well, those aren't done in Wisconsin. So they talk out of both sides of their mouths. And seriously, I think this is just more about making it difficult for public education to succeed while they're cutting education funding, creating issues of morale in the schools and confusion and delay.
So what's your response to that, Senator Farrell?
Well, I guess it's amazing how individuals will look at this and try to talk in talk bites. I'm going to put it this way. When the standards were developed by the NGA, they looked at a number of different ideas. They looked at a number of different concepts. When you go to review a set of standards, when you go to review anything, you're going to look at what's out and what's happening. And, yeah, people are going to be looking at Massachusetts because Massachusetts has a very rigorous set of standards. They're higher than what the Common Core are. When we looked at our whole process and we looked at the review of the standards, one of the concerns that we had is, as I said before, there's nothing in place in the Department of Public Instruction to review the standards. You know, I've seen press releases that have come out now concerned about the repeal of the Common Core, and there's even comments saying, yeah, they're not perfect, and we're probably going to have to adjust them, but that's the way things are, although we don't have any way in Wisconsin to make those adjustments. You know, if it's a situation, and I keep going back to when the Governors Association came out, if they came out and said this is a model set of standards that the states should take back, review, and go through their procedures in order to adopt, yeah, that's one thing. When they come out and say it's a copyrighted set of standards that cannot be adjusted by more than 15%, because this is the way we believe we should set the groundwork for what our curricula is going to be based off of, I have a concern. You know, I know Representative Pope said that this is not a federal set of standards. Well, the standards came out in 2010. We were the first state to adopt them. By August of that year, we had to sign on for our waiver and for the Race to the Top funding. And in those applications, one of the things that we had to do was adopt a set of rigorous college or career-ready standards that are similar to the Common Core state standards. So we could have spent the time trying to develop these standards like they did in 2007. They had some that were adopted in 2009 and ready to go. We switched over to the Common Core state standards. If we would have had the states all say, there's no money out there for this, I think there would be a far, far different picture of how the adoption processes went through. I still have concerns in Wisconsin because there is no way that we can reevaluate these standards moving forward. And that's one of the things that we should be looking at for the educational system.
What about this no review in place for the standards, Representative
Paul? Well, that's another one of the manufactured concerns. We have a Department of Public Instruction, and it is their job to do exactly that. It is not the job of the legislature. It's not the job.
You know what? I disagree.
Okay, but that's the way it is. You might not like it, but that is the way it is.
When you look at the Department of Public Instruction, it is a regulatory agency that works at the purview of the law set forth by the legislature, just like any other agency. It is, yes, the education department, but it is one that we set up the process and the regulatory setups for this agency.
Senator,
we've done it a number of different occasions, and we've set that up.
State legislators set the standards for education. Having served for 12 years, I don't believe that this body is in any position to be setting standards for public education.
Well, this body, when the Democrats were in control, set standards for sex education.
No.
For curriculum.
No. No. No.
Really?
Well, isn't the point of Common Core, though, Senator Farrow, so that there is a consistent way to compare states and to make sure that children are getting a good education no matter what state they live in, and that they're, you know, we can make sure that we have a, you know, sort of a consistent good quality education all over the country?
Yeah, there is a concern to get a uniformity of education, and I understand that. And it's one of the things that, as I've said all along, I think if the states had gone through the regular process, 60% of the Common Core standards would have been adopted by every single state. And then there would have been some nuances in each of the states that they would have adjusted to their system. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's the way it should have been done. You know, you're looking at uniformity right now. Well, since the Common Core has been adopted and then aligned to two testing consortiums, the federal government put almost $360 million into the two testing consortiums to create these tests. We were told that every student's going to be able to take one of these two tests. It's an adaptive test. They're going to learn how to do it. We're going to have this great information across the board. The only problem is right now, as the test goes into implementation this year, only 27 of those 45 states are going to be using the test. Less than 40% of the kids that were originally going to be tested equally are going to be on the same test.
Yeah.
So as we look at what's happening nationwide, other states are realizing, look, there's some issues that we have with this, and we want to put this on hold. What really amazes me is, as we're looking at the implementation, and as Representative Pope put it, there's a lot of turmoil that's occurring. We just had the pilot program for our educator effectiveness model go through this year. A lot of the districts that I've talked to and a number of the teachers that I've talked to have had concerns of how that's going to be working with this new test that we haven't used. So now we're trying to take a brand new test, have the kids take it, and I've taken the test and I've looked at how they're working with the adaptive system. There's going to be some confusion on the kids' parts, and these grades are going to be the basis for our educator effectiveness and for school accountability.
And I
don't know if that piece is going to be in place and ready to roll to handle the importance of it.
Let's get Representative Pope to respond to that.
And I think therein is where Senator Farrow and folks like him are most interested. They are most interested in having test results so that they can judge teachers and schools and assign them grades and determine their pay schedules based on the achievement of children. As far as I'm concerned, the tests are far less important than the standards. The standards are the benchmark that teachers should be able to choose the curriculum and teach to. And as far as not being rigorous enough, this is a floor. It is not a ceiling. This is the very least that we will expect from every student in every grade level. Any school, any classroom teacher, any district can set their standards higher than that, and we encourage them to do it. And as far as review is concerned, of course there's going to be review. The Department of Public Instruction is set up to do that, fully intends to do that, but in due time. A review in 3 years is too soon. We heard in testimony over and over again, 7 to 10 years was probably the recommended amount of time for Common Core to be implemented and then reviewed later. And no one objects to that. That is just common sense to review. But who is going to do the review? It shouldn't be a review done by the legislature, which is the direction that Senator Farrow and the committee was trying to go. And then one other point, Joy, I have yet to hear one single standard brought up as being faulty or weak. No one ever talks about the standards. They talk about the implementation, they talk about federal government, they talk about biometric measuring, all kinds of things that have nothing to do with it, but nobody has criticized the actual standards.
Well, we will we'll talk about that when we get back from break. Plus, we have lots of callers who have questions or views on today's big question. Should the legislature repeal the Common Core State Standards Initiative? Governor Walker called on the state legislature to repeal Common Core and replace it with, quote, standards set by the people in Wisconsin. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with two state lawmakers about today's big question. Should the state repeal Common Core? Paul Farrow, a Republican state senator from Pewaukee and chair of the Senate Select Committee for Review of the Common Core Standards Initiative, says yes. Sandy Pope, a Democratic state representative from Cross Plains and the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Education, says no, and we wonder what you say or what questions you have. Suzanne writes on Facebook, they should leave the standards alone. Those who want to replace them have no idea what they would replace them with, and it's too late. Most schools, ours among them, have already purchased all the new material to comply with the Common Core. We had new curriculum for science, math, and reading last year. It would be silly and wasteful to throw all that away. So, Senator Farrow, you can respond to Suzanne's post, but also Representative Pope saying, besides the review or the implementation, what is wrong with the no one's saying what exactly is wrong with these standards?
Well, I'll answer the two questions. The one thing that we have that's unique in Wisconsin, and it's kind of unique across the country, there's very few states that have the true local control that we do. And I think Representative Pope even talked about it a little bit. The school boards are the last say for the standards and for the curriculum. They can adopt the standards, they can adopt the curriculum that they want, and they can work forward. We're looking at a situation where most schools have defaulted to what the state has put forth. You know, and if you look back and see what Superintendent Evers did in 2010, he adopted the Common Core standards as the academic standards that would be used for the basis of curriculum, instruction, and assessment by the state of Wisconsin. So he set forth that this is it. This is what we're going to be using everything for. Yep, moving forward, we've had school districts just like my districts here are starting to implement them. They're starting to put their pieces together. As Representative Pope's put it, it's the ground floor. Now, I can't sit here out of the 1,500 pages of standards and say, these are the ones that I have issues with, because I look at the full picture and say, do I really want to say that Algebra 2 is the floor for what I want for our high school mathematics? Don't I want to push the kids farther? If I'm looking at the STEM programs, don't I want to look at pre-calculus or a calculus program or something like that? I guess the way I look at it is if I had to require school districts to actually adopt a set of standards instead of default to the state, would that change the framework of what we're looking at? only school district that I know of right now in the state of Wisconsin that has looked at this and said, look, we're going to create our own set of standards, is Germantown. And they are in the process of creating the standards. They started it earlier this year, and they're looking at, they're developing their model academic standards for Germantown. Now, if I look at local control, the second phase of the question comes in, and yes, it's a testing issue. Because right now, the superintendent determines what single test everybody has to take. Well, at the local control, Germantown has decided to go a different route, so they're going to have to take a test that's not going to be aligned to their standards. They're not going to have that option. And I think that's part of the thing that we have to keep in mind. Now, Representative Pope says, I, like myself, I want all these tests. Well, she was in the hearings that I've had on the school accountability bill looking at some adjustments. She'd realize, I'm not a big test person. I'm not here to evaluate people by the test. Because a lot of times kids don't take tests very well. If we didn't have the federal government coming in with No Child Left Behind and telling us we have to have this annual yearly progress report, would we be in a better place? We the federal government right now is still working on a document that is in 2001. They haven't had the opportunity or the desire to adjust it. Now they're going it by waiver, and we're given ideas of what we want to do with the waivers. The accountability report card, the teacher effectiveness or model, are all a federal program that's mandated down to us. And what I really find ironic is the next step that we have to look at is the federal government telling us that you're going to place teachers in schools the way we want you to make sure we spread out the best teachers in some of the poorer or failing schools.
Well, let me hold you there because we do have news coming up from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. And then we will get Sandy Pope, state representative from Cross Plains and ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Education, to respond to your last statement, Senator Farrell. And we will welcome more of your calls and comments at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news and then we'll be back with today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Governor Walker is calling on the state legislature to pass a bill in early January to repeal the Common Core Standards Initiative and replace it with standards set by the people of Wisconsin. Do you think the state legislature should repeal and replace the Common Core Standards? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Wednesday, July 23rd. We have two state lawmakers with us, one who supports the Common Core and one who wants it repealed. And we are welcoming your questions and views for both of them at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. A little bit later in the hour, we will give you the opportunity to sound off, and you can also vote in our online poll, which you can find at wpr.org/joy. Our guests are Paul Farrell, Republican State Senator from Pewaukee, the chair of the Senate Select Committee for Review of the Common Core Standards Initiative, and Sandy Pope, a Democratic state representative from Cross Plains and the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Education. We heard from a Facebook poster just before our news break who was against the repeal of Common Core. Now let's go to a call who's for it, and then we'll have Representative Pope respond. Lou in Cudahy is with us. Hi, Lou.
Good morning. Thank you. Good news. Yesterday, North Carolina governor signed a full repeal of the Common Core Standards of the state. Last night, I attended a Glenn Beck event at a local theater, which was a nationwide live event, went for 2 hours, which will be rebroadcast on July 29th. And it said, the title of the show was, I Will Not Comply with Common Core. And it was groups of activists from around the United States who were convened by Glenn Beck, and they had five different groups.
Yeah, before you go in, Lou, why? What's your problem with Common Core?
Because it undermines the intelligence of the students. It takes out parts of our history and doesn't discuss those. It helps put down America. They also interviewed parents and students who have gone through this, and the kids are despondent. They're crying. They don't want to go to school because they're doing so poorly. They had one mom and her child. This kid was really high, like 95% or greater in math and things like that. And when she went through the Common Core stuff, took the test, she scored less than 70%. That's the kind of thing they're talking about.
That sounds pretty rigorous then.
It sounds like it's a disaster because they're teaching them four different ways to do something, and then you have to figure out on the final test what's the right way, and if you get it wrong, you fail the test.
All right, thanks, Lou. Well, Representative Pope, what about that these it's a mess, I guess, is what Lou is saying, and needs to be repealed. What's your response to that?
I can't speak to that. I don't watch Glenn Beck and have no idea what that could be about.
But what about his concerns that it undermines a child's intelligence and it, I guess, teaches things five different ways or whatever?
I can't begin to understand what that could possibly mean. Standards don't do that. Curriculum does that. Teachers maybe do that, but certainly not standards. So he's not talking about the Common Core standards. He's talking about something that happened someplace, and I can't speak to it. What I do want to talk about, however, is that Common Core is common sense. I went to the task force presentations around the state of Wisconsin, and I just kept tallying the people who came before us to testify or registered, how many of them were actually connected to school in some way, and how many were from some other organization. And I found that there were 60 people who testified in support of Common Core who also identified themselves as principal, superintendent, teacher, school board member. Two people testified against who were connected to education in some way. Everybody else was from these far-right organizations. They said they were from the Tea Party, Americans for Prosperity, Parents Against Common Core Everywhere, Grandsons of Liberty, Campaign for Liberty, places like that. And yet not one person could point to one standard that they felt was a problem. And it all seemed, in fact, somebody actually called it Obama Core. And therein, I think, lies the problem. I think there is this entire cadre, this far-right extreme group, who wants absolutely nothing President Obama oversees to succeed and are against it for that reason. We were told that computers were watching you in the night through the little red eye and you should put a towel over your monitor so that it wasn't watching you, and students' biometrics were being registered while they were taking tests. It was just almost unbelievably odd and not factual.
Well, it's interesting, too, Joy, that Representative Pope keeps saying it's the far right that's having issues with the Common Core standards. I believe, if I'm correct, that the New York Teachers Association, in fact, the NEA, has even come out and has some strong concerns on how, again, and I'm going to say, yeah, the implementation of the standards has gone through. They're showing concerns that they have with that. They're showing concerns with the testing that's being aligned to it, and have come out and said that they think there should be a hold on the testing.
And there is a far left.
This isn't just the far right.
There is a far left group who is against Common Core for the same reasons that I talked about earlier. This country does not need more testing. What this country needs is more teaching. And that testing is coming with or without Common Core because it's people like you who are wanting to judge schools based on student
Johnny, I'm going to disagree with that. It's
teacher
not people
and school
like me.
Accountability
the school
task
accountability
force, Paul,
program,
were you there? I was
the
there.
School accountability is a federally required mandate from the waivers, and they're going farther than what the academic yearly progression was.
And accountability can be found without using student testing.
I agree.
Okay. And often people are talking about Finland's
excellence. What should be done is at the federal level, we should be changing No Child Left Behind. We shouldn't be doing this by waiver.
No
the
child
teacher
left
evaluation,
behind failed miserably,
the
and everybody
model is a federal waiver.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I'd like to get really back to replacing Common Core with standards set by the people of Wisconsin, which is what Governor Walker was calling for. Senator Farrell, how are those standards going to differ from those of Common Core?
As I've said all along, my guess is at least 50% of the Common Core standards that are out there will probably be in the new standards. And I don't think anybody will disagree with that. The concern that I have is, yes, there are some, in talking with some math professors, there are some concerns, do we not go far enough? The other key to it is, how can we adjust them as we see that there's an issue that needs to be done? And when you look at it and you get the input from the people, and I know that they're going to continue to say the legislature and the bill that we drafted is going to write the standards. I totally disagree. The superintendent and the governor were going to have the input to put people on a panel. We'll get the experts in Wisconsin to evaluate these, give the input we did in 1998, and move forward.
Paul, do you,
you know,
remember
the amazing
in
thing
2009?
Let
Senator Farrell finish his thought on how these standards might be different if the state legislature...
You know, I was just going to say, the amazing thing is Representative Pope says the DPI is in charge of this. The very first set of standards in Wisconsin in 1998 were adopted by the governor. They were not adopted by the superintendent of schools.
Paul, do you remember in 2009 when we convened the Mathematics Common Competency Project? We were asked to use Wisconsin colleges, universities, and technical schools to determine the skills and knowledge needed by students to enter credit-bearing math courses. And they did their work and unanimously identified Common Core State Standards for Math as the answer to that challenge. And these were Wisconsin people. Why would Wisconsin people come up with something different today? The same standards.
Let me bring on another call. Maria in Evansville is with us. Hello, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, what is your...
More comment. I guess I've taught the Common Core State Standards for 3 years in Tennessee and recently relocated back to Wisconsin. And as somebody that's actually delved deeper into the standards and had to use them on a daily basis, I'm in favor of the Common Core Standards in Wisconsin. And what some people that haven't had the opportunity to do that don't know is those standards provide a framework for learning and instruction by each grade level and build upon from kindergarten all the way through graduation, and it also gives teachers, like, I guess, the map for differentiation. So then I guess more of my comment then is, for those that are opposed, they throw around this buzzword of rigor, and the rigor that you can, or how you get rigor from the Common Core State Standards is in the application of the standards. So how are students applying what they were taught in the classroom, and once they have mastered that baseline standard, what are they able to do with it? And that's more up to, like, the school district level. So it's really not a question of standards. It's a question of preparing our teachers to be able to provide that rigor.
All right. Senator Farrell?
I'm sorry.
She was saying it's not the standard, it's the teacher preparation, it's the application, it's the curriculum. So, you know, that she's in favor of the Common Core as it is, and local school districts can adapt their applications.
Sure. And I would agree with her in the sense that the schools are still going to be developing the curriculum. The concern that comes back to it again is the fact that the standards, it's not the same as, I'm going to say, it doesn't have rigor. I agree, and like I said, 50% of the standards I think are good standards. We should be moving forward with them. But she did bring in a different issue that I think we have to keep in mind is teachers being taught. And you look at the universities and what we're trying to do, they agree that the standards are there, but they're not all teaching completely to the standards. And they're still making some adjustments. And if I go back to the school districts and listen to the school districts who are all using these as a tool to develop their curriculum, not one district that I know of has adopted the Common Core State Standards as they stand.
Yeah,
and so all I look at is saying, from the state level, why are we adopting them solidly without any flexibility that we can move forward on this? And that's what I think part of this whole repeal is to get ourselves away from a document that is very little adjustment to it.
I think that's a false assumption. I really do. Every classroom, every teacher, every school can adjust upwards. This is the floor. And as as we heard from that teacher, what we need to do is trust the professionalism of the teachers in the classroom today to be able to do this and do it well, and I do, and obviously you don't.
No, I disagree. No, Sonia, I'm going to stop you because I disagree, because I trust the teachers. My concern is that we are using these floor standards, as you're calling them, as the standard that we're basing our entire educational system on in Wisconsin. And if it's so wonderful that this floor is okay for everybody, then fine. If we repeal the standards, put in a council that reviews them, and they come back and say, no, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, then we'll stand behind that. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think people are going to look at this and say, we can do better.
Paul, are you willing to share which 50% of the standards that you don't think are adequate and need to be changed? You said 50% should be kept. What's the problem with the 50% that shouldn't?
I think there needs to be adjustments at the state levels. That's my concern. I'm not going to tell you that I read the 1,400 pages of standards.
What needs to be adjusted? Nobody ever is able to identify this. We talk round and round, we listen, we hear all these criticisms, but nobody ever puts their finger to the page and said, this one, this is the one I have difficulty with. They can't find them because they don't exist.
As I've said before, in talking with universities in my area, talking with people in my area, they do have a concern that all we're looking at is a college algebra 2. Right now, we've got a higher set than that.
Okay, can I talk about algebra? Algebra under Common Core begins in kindergarten. By the time they get to...
Yeah, algebra begins in kindergarten. So what you're trying to say is it's okay to start giving kids critical thinking problems in kindergarten.
Absolutely.
When, as you know, Sandy, or should know, that early childhood development, the kids in kindergarten through fourth grade don't have the true capacity for critical thinking.
I disagree. They are learning critical thinking.
Why don't you look at some of the studies
step of the way.
Yeah, well, I'm still confused because that would be very rigorous if we were preparing our kindergartners in algebra, Senator Farrell. And
yeah, it would be rigorous. The problem is as you look at it, and one of the big concerns that I had is since you brought up kindergarten, is that a lot of early development teachers and early development professionals who had concerns with the level of rigor that's going on in K-3 because the children aren't at the capacity yet for critical thinking.
We didn't hear from one single person during those tests.
There's a document out there that I can get for you, Sonny, that shows that the
documents. I don't need documents. I've got binders full of documents that have no meaning whatsoever. 132 superintendents from the 424 school districts in Wisconsin came here in the spring before your committee, all of them in support of Common Core.
And over 1,000 voices were not heard by that committee that were against the Common Core. And there were superintendents in there also, and there were teachers that were there that couldn't get their slip in because of the way that the hearing was held.
And could I see those slips to determine how many of them were for or against and who they were connected with?
We submitted those to the chair of the Education Committee. He should have them.
Let me ask, we didn't talk a lot about the politics involved here. Let's get a response of Senator Farrow to the criticism that this is, that this is all political. Maybe we heard Representative Pope say it was anti-Obama, but there are others who are saying that the governor's putting this out there now because Mary Burke is a likely Democratic challenger on the Madison School Board, is in favor of Common Core and is just trying to make some political hay with this issue. Even a Republican, Luther Olson, is calling this monkey business. What's your response that this is all political?
Well, I guess I look back and say that I started looking at these standards a year and a half ago. I came into the legislature in 2010, right after they were adopted, which they were adopted in the summer by a stroke of one pen. To say that it is political, yeah, this is a political fight. You see it across the entire country. You see individuals who are standing up to say, you know what, we want what's best for our kids. We don't want what's best for the establishment as a whole. We want what's best for our kids to give our kids the best chance for success. The standard that, or the review that we set up for the accountability council that would have been in place under the bill that Senator Vukmir and I authored would have given that voice to these standards and given a process to go through. Now, the legislature on the other side, a number of people, and as Representative Popes had put it, 132 superintendents who stood in front of us and told us we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to education, I guess don't look at strategic plans, or they don't look at how to develop a process that puts in a review system. And I think that's what the governor's finally hearing from a number of governors across the country. We're seeing states, there are now four states that have repealed the Common Core standards. There are over 340 pieces of legislation across the country that have to deal with the implementation of the Common Core standards. So there's a lot of voice that's out there saying there's some issues and there's some concerns. Is the implication or implying that the federal government has a hand in this? Yeah, I think there does. And I think what's happening is at the congressional level, unfortunately, they didn't have the wherewithal to rewrite the No Child Left Behind part of the ESEA waiver program. Instead, they created these waivers. They created the more rigorous accountability. They created the educator effectiveness model as a part of this waiver for the No Child Left Behind. And that's not my department as a Republican. That's the department as the Democratic president. So I'm not the only one who wants to do this. The Democratic president and the Democratic Department of Education that he has right now is what's pushing this.
I have to get Representative Pope with the final word on this. You're concerned that a lot of this is all politics, Representative
Pope? Well, absolutely, because in our budget we have voted to support Common Core several times. On his own website, Governor Walker has been in support of Common Core. He was part of the Governor's Association. So, you know, it shouldn't be political, but because of all the noise being made out in the hinterlands, it has become political. And I think it's insulting to imply that superintendents don't know how to plan strategically. This is going on in their schools all the time, constantly, and they are fully capable of implementing Common Core wisely and for the best education for their students.
Thank you both very much for being with us. We're way over time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network. Okay, now it's time for you to sound off on today's big question. Do you think that the state legislature should repeal and replace the Common Core academic standards? We'll give you 30 seconds to state your case. John in Eau Claire, go ahead. What do you think?
Yes. Well, I have two young children that actually are in the Common Core standards, and they are doing very well because they know exactly what they want or what's expected of them. The thing that worries me is once they get rid of it, then you're going to have the governor or other political action committees saying what they need to learn, like throwing away environmental research or global warming or getting rid of evolution in place of intelligent design. That's what worries me.
Thank you very much, John. Next, we go to Deb in Cottage Grove. What do you say, Deb?
I'm in support of the standards. I'm a math teacher in Wanakee, which is one of the highest scoring math districts on the WKCE. And I just want to comment on Algebra 2 is a higher floor than we've ever had in our district. I think it's the ACT and SAT and college preparation that drives the higher standards. So I'm not worried about our students thinking of the floor as their goal. They have much higher goals than the floor.
All right. Thank you very much, Deb. Don tweets, do not repeal. Legislators know little about education. Let Department of Education deal with education. And we have Doug in Randolph who emails, let the standards work and tweak them. I do not trust our gerrymandered officials to make any changes. All right, well, we'll leave it there for the on-air portion of today's big question, but you can continue voting online at WPR.org/joy. Thanks very much to Robin Cherry, to Bill Martins, and to Justin Williams for producing and directing this program. And thank you for listening along. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.